bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Thank you, Macca. You might recall quite some time ago, within the last 6 months, we had Rhonda Galbally on radio. Rhonda came in and we had a fantastic conversation with Rhonda where we talked about disability, sexuality. We talked about what it's like to be a disability advocate. We followed that up with a very interesting conversation with people from NDIS. And just to continue on with that theme, I thought it might be really useful to continue to talk with people who have a personal experience.
Absolutely.
And Rhonda, who is a very dear friend and a listener and a supporter of our community, actually told me about a young man called Thomas. Hello, Thomas.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Great to have you on board, Thomas.
Lovely to be here.
Great to have you on board. So, Thomas Banks, Thomas, tell us about what you're doing.
So I'm a performer, but I also run my own business, and so cater for artists.
Fantastic. So what sort of performing do you do?
So I run my show. I'm all about being guy having a disability. And I developed it over 5 years.
5 years. So what? Tell us about your experience as a gay man, as a young gay man with a disability. What do you encounter? What sort of experiences do you have?
So I meet a lot of people who judge me for being gay.
Yes,
having a disability because it's not typical.
It's, you know, for us, Thomas, it's hard for us to understand, you know, how this must, you know, how it feels to you. That one of the things I know that you use the internet, for example, you know, to communicate with people and to get a message across, because often it will be easier for you to type that message. When you actually interact with people one-on-one, this is where it becomes more difficult, isn't it? Because, you know...
We got a lot of people don't give me enough time to the money died.
Yeah. So when you're typing a word, yes, and someone is reading it, so it's actually giving you the time for you to say what you need to say, you know, to respond. That's really important, isn't it? That's something people need to do.
It's so important. Because I'm sobbing, I'm thinking about what I'm sobbing.
Yeah, yeah. In terms of the website, how important has that been for you personally, but you know, in your amongst your friends as well, how important's that been?
It really important for me, because I just want to make people more aware and more accepting.
Because people aren't aware, are they? They don't.
No.
Yeah.
Like 1 in 5 people in Australia live with a disability.
Yeah. And of course, the scale is in that. You know, the scale is large, and people don't realise, and I had some reading on this, yes, that, you know, that one in five, that's an extraordinary number, yet we don't communicate very well between, you know, with the disabled community, do we?
No.
What would be the one thing, would it be fair to say, that the one thing those of us who don't have a disability, when we're engaging with people that do, would it be fair to say the one thing we need to really do is to give the time for you to respond?
No. One thing people need to do is to not feed us. Because sometimes people do feed us.
Yeah.
About taking people with disabilities, that we are.
Yeah,
Thomas. A very quick Google search on you shows that you have been incredibly active. You're a performer. You've already said that, but you've performed at 45 Downstairs. You've been on ABC Radio, from what I can see. You're an incredibly prolific writer. You're actually quite famous. And you are, and you're a 23-year-old kid from Geelong. So, how do you feel being so open about who you are and your life, and talking about it so publicly?
Well, a lot of people know me. We is good, but it's bad. Because I open myself up to some judgment from people. But I love what I do.
Fantastic. Now, I have neglected to say this, but you are also a member of the Joy family.
Yes.
So, what do you do at Joy?
So I come in, I do whatever I need to do.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and I am just one part of a big community.
Fantastic.
People need to remember us.
Yep. Yeah.
Now, there's a statement here which I think was that you like to tell people that cerebral palsy is a disability which only rare, exciting, intelligent,
yes, I love that,
and amazing people are born with. So it's not surprising that you have it. And I think that's it's a funny way to put it, but it's a gutsy way to put it.
Because a lot of people assume I am as my disability is intellectual.
Yeah.
But it's not.
No, it's not.
Thomas, thank you very much for coming into the studio.
Oh, darling.
It's been an absolute pleasure to meet you.
We don't often have someone this famous.
No. Ooh. No. But it's been an absolute pleasure to meet you.
Maybe I need to come back.
I'd love that. So let's see this as being a part of an ongoing conversation series.
Thank you.
To Saturday Magazine, to Macca and Tass. We've just had a lovely conversation with Thomas Banks, a 23-year-old man who lives with cerebral palsy. 22, I made a mistake. 26. I made a mistake then. So I'm reading old material on the web. 26-year-old man from Geelong who lives with cerebral palsy, who's prepared to talk about his own personal experience.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.